Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. One-year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope you had a good one. I hope you're safe. I hope you are well. Happy hump day. I'm going to be hanging out with you over the next 4 hours, and it's my job to get you over the hump. And that's exactly what we're going to do. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. A big day in baseball. The damn wild card round got started yesterday, and it might end today. With the teams, every single team that lost yesterday, it looks like they're going to lose today and be eliminated. What a quick wild card round. I'll update you momentarily. Of course, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday night. You know what I do every single Wednesday night. I bring you a new top six list. There's a lot going on in the world of athlete podcasts. Travis Kelce and his brother Jason, they sit around and they're talking about Taylor Swift. I kid you not. They're saying that the NFL coverage of Taylor Swift is overblown. We'll hear from them. We got Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp, sitting down with Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch, I don't know if he's throwing Russell Wilson under the bus. Seems like it. We're going to hear from Marshawn Lynch. And since there's so many athletes running around and having podcasts and talking about who knows what and just running their yap, tonight's top six list, and if you listened last night, you already know this, I'm going to give you a top six list of the best sports podcasts out right now. Forget sports podcasts. I'm going to give you a top six list of the best athlete-hosted podcasts out right now, and we'll do that 2 hours from now. So if you like Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp, or you like the Kelce brothers, then pay attention to the list. We're going to talk about it in addition to the content that they gave us today. Marshawn Lynch on Russell Wilson, the Kelce brothers still talking about Taylor Swift, even though they don't want anybody to talk about Taylor Swift. James Harden decided to show up to work today with the Philadelphia 76ers. Jrue Holiday introduced as the newest member of the Boston Celtics. There's just so much that has gone on throughout the course of the day. So much going on tonight, including some of this postseason baseball in the wild card round that I told you about. I'm going to give you some scores momentarily, but this is a reminder. If you don't know this, then you haven't been listening, or where the hell are you? This show is about you. And if you want to talk to me, we got a phone number. You can call me up. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you follow me online at JR Sport Brief, all over the place on social media, you will already know everything that we are going to discuss tonight. Our super producer and host, future Mike Tyson boxing opponent, David Shepard. How are you this evening, man? You good?
Doing better now that you just said that, JR. Thank you, man. How are you?
You're very welcome, man. We going to set that up one day. Don't worry about it. We'll make it happen.
I got a lot of anger to get out, so I am all game for that, seriously.
Oh, well, damn. Okay. Well, we'll get into that later on in the show. Can you hold it in for a little while?
Absolutely.
Okay. Speaking of angry, If you're a fan of the Tampa Bay, well, Tampa Bay Rays don't have any fans. Sorry. I was going to say that Rays fans would be angry, but maybe it was the 19,000 of them who showed up yesterday. Today, the Rangers eliminated them. 7-1. Texas Rangers are moving on here in the postseason, and the Tampa Bay Rays, they are they're nowhere to be seen because ain't nobody going to watch them anyway. And Texas Rangers, who had to try to battle it out for the AL West, they are now going to take on the Baltimore Orioles and the ALDS. That starts this Saturday. And then also, the Blue Jays, they are also going home. The Twins knock them out in Game 2, the final score there, 2-2. And we got other baseball action going on right now. All things considered, we are probably minutes away from the Milwaukee Brewers going home, or staying home, I should say, as the Arizona Diamondbacks currently lead the Brewers 5-2. It's the top of the ninth, and then also underway, we can probably kiss the Marlins goodbye. The Phillies lead them 7-0 in the bottom of the sixth. And so up until now, if this lead holds and Arizona beats the Brewers, then Arizona will go ahead and take on the Dodgers. And the Phillies, it looks like they have a first stop against my hometown Atlanta Braves here in the divisional series, where people will no doubt be asking me for tickets like I am the Atlanta Braves. And so speaking of the matchups that took place earlier, let's think about the teams that were swept. And I'm interested in learning about this, especially now that the postseason is different. The format is different. Wild card round is best 2 out of 3. Have we ever had a series where every single game or every single series was a sweep? I mean, baseball has been around for 100-plus years. This wild card round is certainly different than the formats than we've been used to. But every single team getting swept, this is something new. Speaking of new, I'm still getting used to Bruce Bochy being the manager of the Texas Rangers. I told you the Rangers, they beat Tampa Bay, swept them, beat them today 7-1. The Rangers are a team. They lost 102 games 2 years ago. They're now going to go ahead and take on these Baltimore Orioles, who are shocking everybody to even be in the postseason right now. And Bruce Bochy said, yeah, it was tough for us trying to get into the postseason and battling it out with the Mariners, but we recovered, and we are the you-know-what. Take a listen to this.
They reset, refocused, and just put together two of, I think, the best games back-to-back that we probably have had all year when you look at the pitching, the offense, the defense, everything, which we knew we had to do.
Well, what about the loser? Kevin Cash of the Tampa Bay Rays, who play in St. Petersburg, where no one shows up to watch. He says, we lost 4-0 yesterday. We got smacked 7-1 today. I got a whole off season to think about getting our asses kicked. What should we have done?
We are who we are, and we finished the way the regular season with the guys that we had. I still feel that we could have had a better showing with the roster that we had.
What a miserable way to go into the postseason, or the offseason, I should say. All things considered, hey, I don't like the Blue Jays. I don't like the Rays. The only other team that needs to be eliminated now, my apologies to everybody listening in Baltimore, probably going to get darts thrown at me now. Hey, let's get the Orioles the hell up on out of here, and that'll be the trifecta for me. If you don't understand, I'm a New York Yankees fan. My apologies to everybody else who represents the American League East. And so right now, as I told you, 2 outs. Arizona currently leading Milwaukee 5-2. Milwaukee is down to its final out. And this is still something to get used to. First, we had that stupid one-game elimination. I'm used to 3 out of 5. Hey, Shep, are you used to this 2 out of 3? Do you think they should be out there playing? Oh, now it's over. Arizona wins. Arizona beats Milwaukee 5-2. Milwaukee, the other team, the latest team to get swept here, and they are going to move on in the postseason. These young Arizona Diamondbacks, they're going to take on the Dodgers. And the Dodgers will be favored, but, I mean, let's see if Arizona can hang in there. Hey, Shep, do you think these matchups are too short, best two out of three?
Yes and no. I mean, I kind of feel like it's an incentive to do better in the regular season, and it gives teams, you know, the opportunity, and it affords them a spotlight they wouldn't otherwise have if it weren't available, right? So, obviously, it's more expanded, the MLB postseason, than it's ever been before. And, Jerry, you can't really have more than four rounds, can you?
I don't know if it's more than four. I mean, they go from wild card to divisional round, and then you play the championship round, and then you play the World Series. What's different than every other sport outside of, football?
So this is right. So to your point, football is obviously 17 games, NBA 82, NHL 82. It defeats the purpose, besides business operations and finance gain, to have 162 games and then to allow as many teams as they're allowing, JR.
Like, I think they got 12 in there.
Yeah, like I think they should have gone with the old formula, to be honest with you, which was obviously the wild card round, which is now the division round, and then that was 3 of 5. I think they should have kind of stayed where it was. This diminishes the playoffs to me.
Some exclusivity to get into the postseason? Well, they're trying to cram in as many teams as possible. What I don't like, and see, it's the opposite for basketball, man. I cannot stand the fact. Like, why in the first round they got to play 7 games? Like, we don't know who the best team is out of 5. See, like, in basketball, I feel it should be shortened. In baseball, you know, this is fine, but it's like anybody can win 2 out of 3, but I don't know. Like, make them play 5. Go deeper into the rotation and the teams and see who's actually better, man. It's just, it's wild to me that we are just about going to see every single wild card game, wild card series swept. Like that, I'll look it up. I know we'll look it up, but that's got to be a record. Could you imagine that anyplace else? That don't make no damn sense.
Well, does a sweep, you know, constitute 2-0? Because that doesn't really seem like a sweep to me. I know.
Yeah, but
technically
it is. A sweep,
it is.
Isn't
right.
It
does not feel like a sweep though.
Because it's short.
Correct. It's very condensed.
Yeah, we got to look that up. We're not that far away from the last game coming to a conclusion here. The Phillies are beating the Marlins in the bottom of the 7th. And so I guess maybe that'll take another 20-30 minutes, and that game will be over unless the Marlins have some miraculous streak. But it's official. Like, the baseball postseason starts, and 2 days in, we got eliminations. The Brewers go home. The Blue Jays go home. The Rays go home. And the Marlins are about to be cooked as well. Pardon the pun. I didn't mean to talk about cooking the fish, but that's exactly what's going to happen. So congratulations to all the winners. You got the Diamondbacks, the Twins, the Texas Rangers. The Diamondbacks just beat the Brewers. They'll now take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then the Phillies just buying time until they are done with the Marlins here. It looks like the Phillies are going to be coming down here to Georgia to take on the Atlanta Braves. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bruce Bochy, at least he moves on with these Rangers. Kevin Cash, manager of the Tampa Bay Rays, he is going home. And then speaking of managers, I got to get this out the way. There's a team that didn't make it to the postseason. And no, it's not the Yankees. No, it's not the New York Mets. Do you see the theme? Like, sports in New York sucks right now. No Yankees, no Mets. Jets and Giants suck. Give us some time. Basketball might be whatever, too. But if we go out to San Diego, and my apologies to everybody listening in San Diego, we got a lot of listeners, a lot of callers who love us in San Diego. But the fact is, the Padres are right there with the Yankees and Mets when it comes down to being a disappointment this season. We are talking about a $260 million payroll. Padres couldn't even make it to the postseason. The Padres barely finished by 582 and 80. injuries all over the place. There's just stories about Machado being hated and disliked in the locker room and being a terrible leader. And Bob Melvin, this is his second year. He has one more year left on his deal. A.J. Preller has gone through five managers since 2014. And the Padres are on the outside looking in. And so what does this typically mean around this this time of year? That means that you got some managers that are likely going to get the boot. Last night we heard that Aaron Boone is likely to stick around as manager of the New York Yankees. The other high payroll team, if you want to take a look at the New York Mets, Buck Showalter has already been given the boot. So what does that mean for Bob Melvin? A.J. Preller basically spoke about him and talked about things moving forward. Take a listen to this.
Bob is our manager, and he's going to be our manager going forward. I think, you know, both he and I, a lot's been said, obviously, in the last few weeks, but both he and I are very excited, you know, about the challenge of getting this, of getting this group, you know, back to the postseason next year. You know, we've had it, you know, again, I think, you know, from that standpoint, a lot's been said, and I think with Bob and myself, you know, I think we just, even in the last couple of days, you know, you get a chance to recap and look at some different things, and, you know, both of us feel really good about where things are at going forward.
Oh, well, maybe they can start here, where the two superstar players don't hate each other's guts, where Manny Machado isn't yelling at Tatis Jr. in the dugout, and Tatis Jr. isn't riding around on motorcycles in the offseason, and maybe Manny Machado, who unfortunately is having elbow surgery, is healthy enough to start the season, unlikely. Maybe that'd be a nice start. And just maybe, and this is more likely than anything, maybe Bob Melvin is just a lame duck manager, likely to get the boot in the middle of the season the first time things go wrong. It sucks for him. He's still getting paid, though. Those contracts are nice in baseball, aren't they? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Diamondbacks. They advance, beating Milwaukee. Congratulations to the Twins. They advance, beating the Blue Jays. Congratulations to the Texas Rangers. They advance by beating Tampa Bay. And it seems that sooner than later, the Phillies will advance as well, beating the Marlins to take on Atlanta, unless there's a miracle. I'm not counting on that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, since we're talking about managers and coaches, whatever the hell you want to call them, in the NFL, even at this early point of the season, we got some coaches that are they already on the hot seat? Is Mike Tomlin on a hot seat? Is Bill Belichick on a hot seat? Eberflus from the Bears, he can't win a game to save his life. Is he going to get the boot? We're going to talk about some of these coaches on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you that Major League Baseball, we're about to see a clean sweep in every single series here in the wild card round. Minutes ago, the Arizona Diamondbacks eliminated the Milwaukee Brewers. They beat them in game two of their series, 5-2. Every series is best two out of three. And so the Rangers eliminated the Rays. The Twins got rid of the Blue Jays. Diamondbacks smacking out the Brewers. And we're down to one more game for the night. The Phillies just blanking the Marlins right now, 7-0 in the top of the eighth. And we've talked about how just how fast this wild card round is, especially the fact that every team is basically getting swept. If you want to talk about winning two games as a sweep, there you have it. We also talked about Bob Melvin with the Padres for a team that did not make the postseason, couldn't win a close game all year to save their lives. It looks like Bob Melvin is going to be returning as the manager of the team. So I guess he and AJ Preller, they got a few more months to just absolutely be at each other's throats. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls. And then I absolutely want to talk about some coaches in the NFL. It seems like they might be on the hot seat, and their season just started. Mike is calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, first time calling. What a privilege it is to talk to you.
Yes.
I think the wild card games are all too short. Should be 3 out of 5, and then the next set should be out of 7. And I just don't understand why on 162 games in a year, it comes down to 2 out of 3. It's ridiculous. But I think
I guess the approach is, hey, we expanded, now we got an extra wild card round, which has been here now for the better part of about 20, 25 years. And we put 12 teams in the postseason now. I guess this is baseball's thought. And so let's just let the cream rise to the top. Like, this is just extra baseball. So I guess that's their thought process.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't understand that, but I'm for the Braves. I'm a big Braves fan. I grew up in the South. But I think Bochy, he's a great manager with the Rangers, and it's going to be him and the Braves in the World Series. I mean, that's my opinion.
You were going to see the Rangers and the Braves in the World Series?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I've been telling people for a long time, and thank you so much for calling from Idaho, Mike. I've been looking at the Orioles, and the fact that they've won more than 100 games is still a shock, I think, even to Orioles fans. And so anybody not named the Houston Astros who advances to the World Series out of the American League, I think people are going to look at them and go, well, damn it, we didn't expect them to be here. I mean, the Minnesota Twins, this is the first time that they have even just won a playoff series in 21 years. Like, what are they doing here? Texas had to battle it out all year long. They were supposed to be a disaster. Let's also remember this. Like, Jacob DeGrom, who they signed to a 5-year deal, hundreds of millions of dollars, he's not even playing. We don't know if he'll ever come back and play baseball, let alone at the level that he was at. The O's aren't supposed to be here. So let's think about that. Houston, they're supposed to be the favorites, and he's saying Texas. Let's see what they do. It makes it interesting just to see some new names and faces. A lot of these teams are ridiculously, ridiculously young, very young. 855-212-4CBS. I told you, and we're talking about managers in baseball, Bruce Bochy and Bob Melvins of the world. It's been a lot of talk on the NFL side, even though that we've only completed 4 weeks of the season, that we already have some managers who might be in trouble. We already have just coaches, not managers. We already have coaches in the NFL who have to stand in front of the media and tell everybody, I feel good. I don't think I'm going to get fired. And so where do we start? The Bears, a team that happens to be 0-4 right now. They just lost to Denver, 31-28. They blew that massive lead. The Bears have lost 14 straight games. Eberflus, here in his second season, is 3-18 as a head coach. What are they going to do, fire him? Like, in the middle of the season? Here at the start of the year, they're just going to give him the boot? Matt Eberflus, he was asked about his job and whether or not he thinks he's going to keep it. Not a question anybody wants to be asked, let alone have to answer. But Eberflus did. This is what he said about his own job security.
You know, in this business, you know, I've been doing this 32 years, right? So I understand the business, but I understand that to do it right, you got to focus on your job, and you got to focus right here, right now. So you can think about a lot of different things that's going to do nobody good, and you focus on your job where your feet are right now. And that's my full sole focus is on Washington.
Have you gotten assurances from higher-ups, ownerships, at presidential level, that they see where this team is going and that they buy into this?
Yeah, I feel the support. I haven't, you know, talked to anybody about any of those things. I feel the support, and we're just focused on Washington.
We're just focused on Washington. And by the way, we're going to talk about that game tomorrow night because that's Thursday Night Football. We're going to have the Washington Commanders taking on the Chicago Bears. Not the sexiest of matchups. We can probably expect a beatdown. It's likely that the Bears are going to lose. One of the reasons to tune in is to see if the Bears can actually go out there and, I don't know, win a game. Because even when they're ahead, they can't hold the lead. And so Eberflus, he's probably going to keep his job throughout the course of the season. The Chicago Bears have not fired in their history a coach just smack dab in the middle of the year. And so, yeah, it don't matter if you're in Major League Baseball, the NFL. Man, if you ain't producing, you're going to be on the chopping block. People are going to be looking to get rid of you. I mean, we talked about this last night with Mike Tomlin about how you got Steeler fans. They want to give this guy the boot because he's protecting the offensive coordinator. Like Mike Tomlin can just dump him at the beginning of the season. It don't work that way, especially for someone like Mike Tomlin. Man, this dude is in the top 20 of regular season wins in the NFL all time. Matter of fact, he's pulling up on number 15. He is 16th overall in wins. And I don't know, maybe Steeler fans think that they could just get rid of the dude and things are going to be better. Sometimes you don't know what you got until it's gone. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Phil in Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us up, Phil.
Hello.
Hola.
You're talking about coaches. At Belichick, he can get to the playoffs, but he can't win. And that's like the Blue Jays. My fifth son is a fan of the Blue Jays, but they never did well in the playoffs. And as you said, that's where the cream comes to the top. Okay? The playoffs. I don't care what you're doing in a regular season, but can you win when it's tough?
Yeah.
And that's Belichick. He gets to the playoffs, but he can't win, you know, when it gets tough. And the coaches, that's like they've been saying, and you know, being a Buffalo fan, Buffalo Bills fan, you want to talk about Miami rivalry, New England rivalry. Oh, my. Oh. I can tell you stories.
Well, I think for your side of things, and thank you, Phil, for calling from Buffalo. Like, if I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, you know what I'm not worried about right now? I ain't worried about no New England Patriots. I mean, yeah, if you think that you're going to have to go into another shootout or a fight with the Miami Dolphins, then you go ahead and do that. And thank you for bringing up Bill Belichick. People are certainly looking at him and ready to get him the hell up one out of there. But the fact is, he don't got a quarterback right now. That's it. I don't care what sport you play. I don't care what it is. Any team needs the quote-unquote tip of the spear. Who is the killer that is going to take the lead in the postseason? Is it going to be that Tom Brady? Is it going to be that Justin Verlander? Is it that Derek Jeter? Is it that Michael Jordan, that Kobe? Who is the tip of the spear for the team? And if you don't have that killer, you ain't winning. That's just what it is. One of the first things I look at in postseason baseball, yeah, you can bludgeon your way throughout the regular season. You can smack home runs and you can destroy folks. If you can't reliably put out a number one or two starter in the postseason that you feel good about, that they got the ball and they can go out there and mow down the opposing offense, man, you ain't going to win nothing if you're just looking at home run derbies or a shootout, it's unlikely to be sustainable through multiple rounds. You need that one dude or two dudes to give the ball to, and they mow you down. And for right now, Bill Belichick doesn't even have that in the regular season. That is not to discount what he's done throughout the course of his career, because I know there will be people who kick and scream and, oh, yeah, it was all Brady. It was all Brady. No, it was not all Brady. The players are most important. The coach can't go out there and coach 10 cans and have success, but the coach helps put together the structure, but the coach don't have nothing. It's not just Belichick. It's anybody. You can't win a damn thing if you don't have the players to go execute. Simple as that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, you need players. And any sport needs players. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. And speaking of needing players, the Philadelphia 76ers, they got one. His name is James Harden. We don't know how much he has left in the tank, but he showed up to work today. Is he going to help Nick Nurse? Or is he going to make Nick Nurse's life a living hell here at the start of his tenure as 76ers coach? We'll get to your calls. We'll talk about that. We'll get into Russell Wilson. And I don't know if it's a beef with Marshawn Lynch, but it's going to be real fun to listen to.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do think you're one of the best people in radio right now, hands down. I've heard everybody. You got the gift, and I appreciate, you know, your intelligence and your honesty.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's official, folks. We have another sweep here in the wild card round of Major League Baseball's playoffs. This started yesterday. Best 2 out of 3 series. Every game has been a sweep. The Phillies just swept the Marlins. They're going to take on the Braves in the National League Divisional Series for the second straight year. By the way, Philadelphia, they lost the season series to those Braves 8-5. The Braves beating everybody to death with those home runs. Let's see if they can keep that going here in the postseason, as the Phillies beat the Marlins. Final score there, 7-1. The Diamondbacks beat the Brewers today, 5-2. They advance. The Twins beat the Blue Jays, 2-0. They advance. The Rangers beat the Rays, 7-1. They advance. It's a lot of beatdowns. 855-212-4CBS. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves, that team is really on the beam. Citizens of Atlanta, yourself included, have to be real proud of them. 307 home runs. They tied the 2019 Minnesota Twins and one more than the Yankees of that same year. And Ronald Acuna, 41 homers, 73 stolen bases, lumber at the plate, lightning at the base pass. If the lumber don't frighten you, the lightning will strike you. But the biggest surprise has to be Matt Olson, 54 home runs. You can't possibly tell me that you expected him to hit 54 runs at the outset of the year. I had him pencil in for maybe 30, 35. You know, he's a good power hitter, but 54, you know, it's that is an absolute shock. How many home runs did you expect him to hit at the beginning of the year? Aren't you shocked?
I'm not shocked. Am I going to sit around and go, oh, my God, a guy hit 54? I mean, outside of Aaron Judge, you know, what player would you say is going to give you, I don't know, 40 to 50 plus? I mean, you'd expect anybody with decent power like Matt Olson to crank him. Every now and then, somebody surprises you and has an amazing year. So I'm not all that shocked.
And 938 runs. It's very rare that you see a team track mark.
What a lot of people are looking for here, and thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. People want to see what the pitching does, though. That's it. Like, the Braves have been abusing people all year long. People want to see, okay, well, what is Spencer Strider going to do now that the postseason is here? You know, what is Elder going to do now that the postseason is here? That's it. And plus the bullpen. That's what people are concerned about. I talked about this last break. You can bludgeon people to death with the bats. Are they going to do this in the postseason too? You know, is Olsen going to hit a home run, and an Acuna is going to hit a home run, and an Ozuna is going to hit a home run, and Albies is going to hit a home run, and then Riley, is everybody just going to hit home runs all over the place? What happens if their bats don't talk the same way that it did throughout the course of the year? It's kind of tough. 855-212-4CBS. Justin is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, JR? The man of the hour, the man of the power, too sweet to be sour. Thanks for having me tonight, my friend.
No doubt. What's up?
I just giving you a call tonight. I'm just trying to pick your head tonight. Calling about the Blue Jays game there. Just wanted to get your idea. I don't know if you've seen it, but the manager, Mr. Schneider, took a Berrios, man of the electric, with Sandy Koufax out there. I just think there's too much with the khakis upstairs calling the shots. If you're watching the game, the guy was electric. There's no reason why he should have been pulled. Kikuchi comes in, two runs given up. The rest is history. Just
well,
curious on your idea.
This is new baseball, man. I'm never going to be in favor of it. I get it. Your backs are up against the wall, and he gave up a leadoff walk, and then you're just like, oh, my God, does he have it? Does he not have it? I mean, we can go back now to Blake Snell being upset that he was pulled in a game with a higher magnitude. Like, this is baseball now. When you get to the postseason, the manager's either he's damned if he does, he's damned if he doesn't. And this is what you get in a two-game series. I know there are a lot of people not happy. The first two games and everything is a sweep. It's not exciting. The game's not necessarily competitive. But, man, a manager's going to get his ass kicked. So I'm not mad that he pulled him. If he would have left him out there and he got his ass kicked, he'd have been cursed out for leaving him out there. So being a manager's a thankless job, man.
That's fair. It's just, I was literally watching the whole game, and his stuff was, like, electric. Like, his sinker, top of the zone, comes in, it'd be hitting at the ground. Like, guys were swinging, missing everything. I know he gave up the one walk. You're almost damned if you do, damned if you don't. I think with the man, the way he was pitching, you'd almost have to be insane to take him out of that present time in the game. But wow. It's a tough decision. You could always hindsight 2020, but
and if I want to give you an even further view, and I understand you are probably much more invested than I am with the Blue Jays being up in Canada. I wasn't expecting nothing from them this postseason. And so, okay, they got eliminated here, but I wasn't expecting them to go further, man. I wasn't favoring them. I mean, what were your expectations for the Blue Jays for the season period?
I was honestly happy to – I thought wild card or bust. Like, they're in the AL East. That's murder's row. But Minnesota, I thought it was almost God giving us, like, literally a present when – Houston won, Texas lost. It's like, all right, we're going to get the Twinkies. We're not going to have to go to Tampa Bay. I was expecting at least get through the wild card. You know what I mean? Let's get through the wild card. I would have been happy just to get into just play Houston.
Well,
the next round.
Let's see if
but
the
like
pitching.
Like you said, I had no like there was no 92 freaking World Series.
Sure,
like
but let's
you know,
let's
Joe
see.
Carter's not coming up the bat.
There's no walk off to win at all. Let's see if the pitching can be maintained into next season as well. If the pitching can be maintained into next season, the Blue Jays should still be competitive. But all things considered, man, I got to be honest here. Anybody outside of Houston moving on, I think the Rangers have a good chance. Let's see. This is what I'm really interested to see. How much further are the Baltimore Orioles going to push it? They are the real shock here in the postseason, in the season period. And a matter of fact, this is a first. I knew this was it. This is the first time in Major League Baseball history a postseason round finished with four sweeps. First time ever. Rangers sweeping the Rays, Twins sweeping the Blue Jays, Diamondbacks sweeping the Brewers, and the Phillies sweeping the Marlins. Online, on social media, people are already complaining about how boring this initial wild card round was and is. Television distributors, ESPN, can't necessarily be happy. On and on and on. First time ever. I was thinking, this has to be the first time. And it is. Four sweeps in all four series in the wild card. And so now we move on to the divisional round. We're going to have all this action starting on Saturday. So if you're looking for something to do, you're pretty much all set. Arizona is going to take on the Dodgers. The Phillies are going to take on the Atlanta Braves. You're going to have the Orioles taking on the Texas Rangers. And then the Minnesota Twins. It still sounds odd to discuss them about anything in the postseason. But the Minnesota Twins are going to be taking on the Houston Astros. So some interesting matchups here. I'm glad that we got this best 2 out of 3 nonsense out of the way. And now at least we can move on to more well-rounded series here instead of this this crap. I'm sorry to call it crap, but it's crap. Winning 2 out of 3 games is just a massive waste of time for everybody. And so now we move on to a best 3 out of 5. A little bit more reasonable. I'll take it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of taking it, yes, I'm going to get into James Harden, the man who showed up to work. I am going to tell you about Drew Holiday, the newest member of the Boston Celtics. And oh yeah, I really got to get into this. We're definitely going to do this on the other side of the break too. Marshawn Lynch is spilling the beans on what type of teammate Russell Wilson was. We're starting to hear and see some themes about Russell. We're going to talk about it. We're going to hear from the mouth of Marshawn Lynch here on CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Summer may be over, but the beach is open. Whether you're a longtime Bachelor fan or never seen a single show, this season of Bachelor in Paradise is for you. The premise of the show is pretty straightforward. You've got 20 beautiful singles living on a beach with one goal, to find love. There's sure to be romance, laughter, and complete chaos. Love triangles will form, so will love squares and even love hexagons. 'Cause life's a beach, and then you cry, and cry some more. Yes, this season is going to be bananas. But after 8 years of successfully uniting soulmates and marriage and kids, there is still magic in paradise. So only one question remains. Who will find love next? Bachelor in Paradise. Thursdays, 9, 8 Central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.